A renters group says it's high time the government introduces rent controls. Newly released documents show the government explored the idea of rent controls, but Treasury advised they could have negative results, such as incentivising more investors to sell. The government's yet to make any announcements on a move to cap rents. Finance Minister Grant Robertson, though, isn't ruling it out. With us now is Wellington Renters United spokesperson Ashik Jacob, also with us in New Zealand Initiative Senior Fellow, Dr. David Law. Kia ora, kōrua.
Good morning.
If I can talk to you first, David, when you heard about these rent caps that had been thought about and then Treasury advised against them, what was your main response?
Well, I'm pleased to hear Treasury advise against them. They're certainly right to do so. Look, we're right to be concerned about the rental market after the new housing announcements by the government. They're going to increase rents and reduce the supply of rent, or they might as well have been called a tax on tenants package. But rent controls will make things worse. They invariably reduce the supply of rental accommodation even further and reduce the quality of what's on offer.
So reducing the amount of rental accommodation on offer, why is that? Because people sell it?
Well, a variety of reasons. So they can't earn as high a return on their investment anymore. So, yes, they can sell it to owner-occupiers. They can convert it into other uses. It can just remain empty. It could be used for Airbnb, perhaps not a big issue right now, but going forward. There are lots and lots of reasons why.
Mm. Ashik, if I can come to you, rent caps, are they a bad idea?
No. In fact, we've been arguing that they're a good idea for some time. And if I could just reply to Dr. David there, I think that's a bit of a misleading argument because rent control is not actually a supply issue. And we, like most other groups in New Zealand, are arguing for a massive increase in supply. And that's something that needs to happen alongside rent regulation, which is something that exists in most OECD countries. So New Zealand is unique, yes, but only in its really, really lax and sort of free market attitude to the rental sector.
So does the Treasury advice make sense to you then, Ashok?
Well, I mean, I wasn't hugely surprised to hear that Treasury has advised against it, but they are a institution that has typically favoured deregulation and free market solutions. But what we do know is that MBIE and MHUD, Housing and Urban Development, have not actually advised against this policy and have actually been looking at examples around the world in which rent regulation has actually worked.
Mm. Speaking of some of those places where regulation has worked, European cities, also some states of the US, it's been used as a measure to keep quality and affordable housing in the rental market. So, David, why do you not think that could happen here?
Well, let me just come back, sorry, to what Ashok said before. Actually, you know, there's this trope about what, you know, you put five economists in a room and you get seven different opinions. Rent control isn't like that. In fact, there's been a lot of economic evidence going back sort of 80 years on rent controls. And surveys of top economists are done over and over again on the issue. And every time about 95% of economists agree that rent controls are a terrible idea because we have so many examples of where they fail over and over again.
But to be fair, when we have examples of where rent regulation works, why not follow that?
Well, it depends what you mean by work. So it's clear the economic models predict that rent controls reduce the price of controlled rental accommodation. So if you mean by that that works, then yes, they do what.
So it makes housing more affordable
problem,
for people who are renting,
yes,
then, yes?
Well, yes, but the problem is the collateral damage around that. So it creates shortages in queues, so other people who might need the most end up missing out. Sometimes these queues in European cities go for decades. As well as that, there are inequality issues. It tends to be the case that higher income people end up benefiting the most from rent-controlled accommodation. It reduces mobility. People don't move for jobs when they should in a mismatch of housing needs. So, for example, you get small apartments being, you know, large families living in small apartments and empty nesters living in large homes because you don't move to because you sort of need to keep your rent control. So there are all sorts of huge negatives with rent controls.
Ashok, if I can come back to you for a final word, actually. What about the consequences of not having rent caps, which is the current situation?
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me that all of the supposed negative externalities that David is saying there are things that already happen in this country. And I mean, a lot of those things can just be put down to lack of supply. And that's the thing here, that rent control is not actually a supply issue. It's about ensuring stability of tenure. It's about giving security to people who need it most in this country.
Except that rent controls will reduce supply of rental accommodation further.
Well, that's not necessarily true, and where
David, if you could let Ashok answer, please.
Where that has been true, it's because they've introduced things called vacancy decontrol, which is where rent control has been is lifted, where the property becomes vacant. And yes, of course, that does result in a lack of supply, but that's only been implemented because of pressure from landlords and property groups in cities like New York and San Francisco, which wish to undermine their previously stringent rent control system. So yeah, all of those issues are actually issues of supply. And we, like every other group in this country, have been arguing for a massive increase of supply for a long time now.
Kia ora, Namihi, both of you. Ashok, Jacob there, Renters United spokesperson. Also, we were speaking with New Zealand Initiative Senior Fellow Dr. David Law.